And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 8th of June, 2014. It's the birthday of the editor who is given credit for ushering in the golden age of science fiction, John W. Campbell, born Newark, 1910. His father was an electrical engineer. The boy was interested in science growing up, started writing science fiction when he was 18, when he was a student at MIT. Wrote a novella early on called Who Goes There, about a group of researchers in Antarctica discover an alien buried in the ice that has the ability to inhabit the body of anyone it attacks, to such a degree that it's impossible for the researchers to recognize which of them are still themselves and which are now aliens. It was made into a movie called The Thing back in 82. But his great contribution to science fiction was as an editor of the magazine Astounding Science Fiction from 1937 on. It was John Campbell who wanted science fiction to be based on real science. He championed writers like Isaac Asimov and Robert A. Heinlein, Theodore Sturgeon. He wanted stories in which scientists acted the way scientists do and engineers the way engineers do, and that the scientific culture be represented accurately. Isaac Asimov remembered John W. Campbell as a tall, large man with light hair, a beaky nose, a wide face with thin lips, a cigarette in a holder clamped between his teeth. He was talkative, opinionated, quicksilver-minded, overbearing. It's the birthday of the best-selling crime novelist Sarah Paretsky, born in Ames, Iowa, 1947. She grew up in rural Kansas. Her father taught microbiology at the University of Kansas. The family lived on a farm outside Lawrence. Paretsky went to the University of Kansas, then left for Chicago, where she did community service work, where she met her husband, helped raise his three children, decided to write a novel. She had been thinking about Raymond Chandler's work. She didn't like that in Raymond Chandler, the women tended to be femme fatales, women using their bodies to try and make good boys do bad things. Sarah Paretsky said, "I wanted a woman who could be a whole person, which meant that she could be a sexual person without being evil, that she could be an effective problem solver, as women are in reality, but not very often in fiction or on the screen, and that who she was sexually had nothing to do with it except that it made her more fully human." So she wrote Indemnity Only. It came out in 1982, a novel featuring a hard-boiled female detective, V.I. Warshawski, who's smart, good with a gun, also likes nice shoes, and enjoys a nice sex life. A popular character, and Paretsky has written 13 more novels about her. Here's a poem for today by Kay Ryan entitled Relief. We know it is close to something lofty, simply getting over being sick or finding lost property has in it the leap, the purge, the quick humility of witnessing a birth, how love seeps up and retakes the earth. There is a dreamy, wading feeling to your walk inside the current of restored riches, clocks set back, disasters averted. Relief by Kay Ryan. From The Best of It, New and Selected Poems, published by Grove Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. You can browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.